do this.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Tommy, you drunk?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm sober as shit, so hopefully I could get some points.
I'm ready!
Oh, shit.
Whoa. All right.
What, I'm not ready or what? Why are you all excited about my excitement or what? Tell me.
Yeah, we ready.
Okay, well, I am like chugging the last of my beer. I am drinking the last of my shots the fastest I can.
Damn.
Good. Nice. I'm winning. What the hell is Jacob?
No, where this dude is at.
Okay, I'm in my car, or I'm getting there.
In your car? How far are you?
I'm fine. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
My God, of course. I would be. I don't know how that just fucking clicked right now. Oh, yeah. I can totally see it.
You see it?
I can flash you guys if I don't know an answer. Sorry, I had to. Who are we missing?
Jacob.
Oh. So what, is it going to be a three-man job or what? No pun intended.
Whoa.
I didn't know it was that kind of show. Oh, there you go.
There he is.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
About damn time.
We're not doing video.
Are you wearing anything?
I just like instantaneously got so nervous.
I'm ready.
I'm so excited.
Welcome, everybody, to round six of RLU Jeopardy. And today's players are Rachel from RLU After Dark. Hello, Rachel.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
I guess I should mention this is the co-host round of RLU Jeopardy. So again, Rachel's from RLU After Dark with Ayo, Mr. Big Geek. If you haven't listened to that show, go listen. They're lots of fun.
Yeah, you gotta pitch.
They get a little nasty. They get a little nasty with it.
Yes, you
do. All right, next we have Jacob with an H from the Justice League of Podcasting Gentlemen, or I don't know what the name of that show is.
I don't know what the name of it either, but hello.
The Podcasting League of Super Acquaintances.
There you go.
Wow. That was a mouthful.
And with us, we have Tommy. Tommy, Star Wars Savage. He is in this co-host round because it may have been leaked already, but me, myself, Rich, and Tommy will be coming up with our own new podcast. So look forward to Unpopular Opinions coming soon to the RLU.
Yay.
Hey there, you cool cats and kittens.
And our fourth player for today is Dario, representing the Toy Migos in this round.
Hey, what's up? Hey.
All right. So we went over the rules already. Everybody knows how to play Jeopardy?
Yes.
All right. Let's just get into it. Hopefully we have fun with this round. And disclaimer, I didn't make up any of these questions. So, so let's see what we got. Today's categories are... You Nasty.
No, You Nasty. Oh, okay.
This is a nasty category just for you, Rachel.
That's cheating. I think that's cheating.
I'm just glad you know. At least you know.
90s, baby.
What the fuck? You got his own category?
This is okay, all
this,
things.
This game's rigged.
This is all things 90s. That's the Dario's the 80s, baby.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
This is my arch nemesis. My older brother.
Next, we have horror films.
Horror.
I think it meant to be horror films, but we went with horror films.
I was about to say, like, the fuck?
We have sloppy screen synopsis in this category. We'll read a movie synopsis, and you have to try to figure out what the movie is.
Before you get to that, I don't know what synopsis is, so I just take it as that's a porno category.
A plot.
No. Oh.
Because I thought a sloppy synopsis. I'm like, hey, man,
synopsis all over your face.
I'm gonna look at that category and XNXX.
Actually, since I don't know if you've heard this particular episode, but since I got even on the full fucking XNXX, dude, fuck Pornhub. Like, damn.
We told you.
Was that really the wave?
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome to the promised land.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
All right, next category is the toys that made us.
Right on.
And closing it out, we have TV. So here is the board. We got 6 questions. In 6 categories, total of 36 questions. And I figured since Rachel is the only female playing today,
ladies go first.
She can go ahead and pick the first category and dollar amount.
90s baby 600.
Damn. Going for the gusto. 90s baby for 600. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Let's go.
What were the names of the 4 dinosaurs in Land Before Time?
Oh, shit.
Dario.
Dario.
Eazy-E, MC Ren, Dr. Dre, and Ice Cube.
Cool. Close. That's close. That's incorrect.
Fuck it.
Tommy.
I'm
gonna take a shot. Okay, so it was Ducky. I know that one. Littlefoot.
Damn, Littlefoot.
Petri. No, is that right? No. Oh my god, why did I drink? One more. Sierra. No, Sarah. Sarah?
Is it?
Okay, yeah. I'll go with that.
Littlefoot, Ducky, Petrie, and Sarah.
Damn.
I'm 90s baby. I'm your rival.
So after one question.
Wait, before we continue, what's my, like, dab button? Like, Rachel first. What do I say?
You say your name.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
So I say Rachel and then start answering?
Well, yeah.
Here's your first.
Okay.
If you're first, I will call out who I hear first.
Okay. All right.
So after one question, Dario is minus 600. And Tommy has got 600. Tommy, you have control of the board.
All right. Let's go with TV for 500, Alex.
All right. TV for 500. Sasha Grey played herself in this hit HBO series.
Shit.
Dario.
Entourage.
The answer? Entourage.
Damn,
I was not that.
Yeah, I had it at the tip of my tongue. I couldn't remember.
Hi, Dario. You have control of the board.
Let's go with You Nasty for 100.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Are y'all ready? You Nasty for 100. How was the Blumpkin performed?
Tommy.
Tommy.
You get a blowjob while taking a shit.
Is it the answer? A person engages in fellatio whilst the other is on the toilet. That is correct.
Jesus, guys, yo, Adrian, son, with these questions, I already know him.
Oh my god!
For bonus points, who has actually? Never mind.
Stop it.
I'll make sure that is never a relationship if I get someone to do that shit.
I said that.
Let's go with Sloppy Screen Synopsis for 400.
Sloppy Screen Synopsis 400. A nobleman acts not so noble when making out with dead girl in a forest as several watch.
Oh, I don't know that at all.
I told you they're gonna make you think.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I had a
loss. Well, I've seen this movie before.
Why?
It was a YouTube thing that I was watching.
A hint,
I was like,
a hint. All of y'all have seen this movie.
Oh wait, what? A nobleman acts not so
dead. Noble.
Dead girl. Horses.
Five seconds.
This just sounds like some fucking casting couch shit. I don't know.
5 seconds.
I don't know.
Pass.
No,
it's not sound familiar.
Pass.
What the fuck?
In the seventh.
What? Yo, if this doesn't say rich all over this, I don't know what does, bro.
Did he put that synopsis?
Hey, I told you you're gonna make you guys think.
Okay.
What?
All right.
Tommy, you still have control.
All right. I'm gonna try this again. Sloppy Screen Synopsis for 300.
Sloppy Screen Synopsis for 300. An undocumented alien and his young friends are chased down by government agents.
Dario.
Dario.
What is Lilo and Stitch?
That is incorrect.
Oh,
what? Undocumented alien and his young friends.
Ooh, Rachel.
Government agents.
Rachel.
With E.T.?
Oh, that sounds right.
Damn. Yes,
the answer? Right. E.T.
You're right. You got that.
Nice.
All right.
That's a good one.
Rachel has control for the first time.
I started this bitch. What are you talking about?
Hey, you're right.
You Nasty for 200.
Uh-oh. You Nasty for 200. This is just a glamorous name for sitting on one's face during oral sex.
Rachel.
Rachel.
What is a picture frame?
That is incorrect.
That was a good guess, though, right?
Yeah.
Dario. What's mounting? Sorry.
That is also incorrect.
Shit, I'm way too drunk. I can't remember.
Nobody.
Jacob, anything?
No.
Don't answer. No, yeah.
All right.
I've never heard of this before.
What is queening?
Oh.
You know who's a queen? Adrian.
That's what I remember that.
Wow.
It's AO Mr. Big Queen. Why the hell? Where did he come up with this shit? And that's only 200. I can't even imagine what the 300 to 600 goes look like.
Jeez. Yeah.
If you were just searching Urban Dictionary.
Oh, shit.
All right, Rachel. Still you.
Okay. Let me have 100 for TV.
100 for TV. In Stranger Things, what is Eleven's actual name? Not the character name. I mean, not the actor. Character, not the actor.
Shit. I should so know this.
Tommy.
Tommy.
It's Jane. Last name.
Oh, is it?
I'm thinking of the last name. It's an episode.
I'll take Jane.
I didn't even know that bitch had a name.
I was going to say.
I must have been getting popcorn or something. I don't know.
Word, I must have missed that episode. I must have blinked.
Wait, where's my chat? All right, you have control, Tommy.
Okay. Let's go with Toys That Made Us for 200.
Toys That Made Us for 200. This digital pet hails from Japan.
Tommy. Oh, sorry.
Tommy.
I totally interrupted you, though. Fuck. It's me?
Yeah, I heard Tommy.
Oh, my God. I had it at the tip of my tongue.
Oh, shut up, Tommy. You didn't know anything.
Oh, my God. I had it.
5 seconds.
Tamagotchi. Tamagotchi. There you go.
Answer. No. Tamagotchi.
Yeah. I just bought one for my wife the other, like, couple weeks ago.
They still sell those?
They have like a brand new one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot more Hello Kitty.
All right, Tommy.
All right. 90s baby for 300.
90s baby 300. What is a trapper keeper?
Dario.
Rachel.
Dario.
It's the binders you put your folders and loose leaf paper in when you was in school.
Yep.
A loose leaf binder. Yep. Created by Mead. Dude, I always wanted one of those as a kid.
Yeah, I had the no brand.
I had one. Yeah, I had the generic brand too.
I had one by me.
All right, just to recap real quick. Rachel has 100 points. Jacob still with the goose egg. Tommy has 1,000. And Dario jumped up to minus 300. All right, go ahead, Dario.
Drunk. Let's go to TV for 600.
TV 600. Name all four Golden Girls.
Shit.
Fucking rich, bro. Fucking rich. I know like one name.
She said Rachel.
Okay.
Who is Dorothy, Sophia, Blanche, and Rose?
Damn, she got it.
All I knew was Blanche.
I just knew Rose.
Got him.
Sophia's my spirit animal. I don't know.
So she's also a spirit animal. Fucking rich, bro.
All right, Rach, you have control again.
Let me have horror films, 100.
Horror films, 100. Finish this title. Debbie does.
Rachel. It best.
That is incorrect.
Wait, these are actual horror films.
They are horror films.
Yes. I've heard this. I don't know why. Tommy?
Tommy.
Debbie does Dallas.
Debbie does
I don't know why. Dallas. I know that.
What? Okay.
I don't even want to know.
Are you new Debbie? That?
No fucking comment. I don't want to talk about it.
Just a reminder where they are movies about horrors.
I was expecting actual horror films. Like, All right. let's go with Toys That Made Us for 100.
Toys That Made Us 100. This magical toy can help you predict your next life steps. Rachel.
What is the magic eight ball?
The answer, magic eight ball.
I think we all knew that one.
All right. Go ahead, Rachel.
Toys That Made Us 300.
Toys That Made Us for 300. This toy is made of a bundle of colorful rubber bands tied together and named for the sound it makes when caught.
No idea. Or I can't think of it.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
A bundle of colorful rubber bands.
Bundle of colorful rubber bands.
Rachel.
Rachel.
What is snapped?
That is incorrect. Snatch is incorrect.
Jacob.
Jacob.
What is a rubber band ball?
That is also incorrect.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
at least Jacob's on the board with minus 300.
He's tied, baby.
He's not zero.
I don't know. I think I would have rather stay zero.
Nobody knows the answer?
No.
It is a koosh ball.
I've never heard of that before.
Oh, okay.
Damn it. I remember that. Yeah. I didn't know they made the koosh sound.
I just had no idea what it was called.
Wikipedia lied.
Touche, Dario. Touche.
All right, Rach, I think you still have control.
Okay. Horror films, 200.
Horror films, 200. In what film does a man have to whore himself out in order to save his life?
No idea.
Rachel.
Rachel.
What is the Bible? Just kidding.
He said film, not book.
That's film. Come the on. Passion.
No answers?
Nah.
No.
Man, Deuce Bigelow. Oh, male Gigolo.
My God.
Yo, you know what? You threw off that whole category with that first question.
Yeah, the first one.
So I'm over here thinking like, yo, whoever watches porn and actually fucking looks at the like some like the details of shit, like the breakdown of the movie.
The plot?
Yeah, the plot of a porno movie. I don't know what you're watching that shit for.
So it's funny about this category is we wrote this right horror films with the intention of it being horror films, and AO Mr. Biggie decided to make a whole bunch of horror films questions. So
that sounds about right.
But that 200 one was good though. I would have never got that, but that was good though.
But I don't think any of us would have ever got that.
I was thrown way off.
I think Rachel still got the board.
Yeah, she still got it.
All right, 90s baby 100.
90s baby 100. What clothing line was LL Cool J a spokesperson for in the 90s?
Dario.
FUBU. Was it?
For you.
FUBU.
Yes.
Hey, you're only minus 200 now.
I'm beating you, Jacob. Let's continue. 90s baby for 200.
90s baby 200. Which hip-hop artist had the first number one rap single?
Dario?
Dario.
Damn it. I don't know. MC Hammer.
That is incorrect.
Is that or Will Smith?
Wait. Oh, Tommy.
Rachel.
Tommy.
Fuck. Oh, Vanilla Ice.
The answer, Vanilla Ice with Ice Ice Baby.
Only remember because my sister used to play that song a lot.
I should have collaborated and listened because I didn't get that one right.
I tell me you got the board.
Right on. Let's go with TV for 200.
TV for 200. Which TV show theme song had the following opening line? It's a rare condition in this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page.
Tommy.
Dario.
Tommy.
Family Matters.
And the answer is Family Matters.
Wow. You gotta put some more oomph in that, Lucky.
I don't want to sing it the way it is.
Well, obviously. Wow, I would never guess that. That's crazy.
All right, let's go TV for 300.
TV for 300. How were Jon Snow and Daenerys Stormborn related in HBO's Game of Thrones?
Oh, shit. Tommy.
Tommy.
Jon Snow is her nephew. So she's the auntie.
He is her nephew. Yeah. Wow.
I saw the last episode only. And I reviewed it.
I remember that.
Tommy's pulling away here.
Yeah, I'm fucking starting to sober up too. So let's go with TV for 400 to finish it up.
Closing out TV for 400. In the Nickelodeon family game show Double Dare, what was the original host's name?
Dario.
Dario.
Mark Summers.
Mark Summers.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's cool.
I never watched Nickelodeon.
Oh, my God. I wish it still existed, a.k.a. Universal Studios.
They still have, like, gut, but I think that just turned into that American Ninja Warrior, right?
Something like that. Let's go for 90s Baby for 400.
90s Baby, 400. When renting a VHS tape, what phrase was stickered on the cassette?
Dario.
Dario.
Be kind and rewind.
Is it? Be kind, rewind.
That's fucking amazing. I love that, Dario. Good job.
I grew up on DVDs.
Oh, so this was not a fair question.
That's too bad.
I love that he wasted no motherfucking time. That was awesome.
Maybe none of these are suited for the millennials here.
Let's close it out with 90s Baby for 5.
90s Baby 500. What does the acronym in JNCO Gene stand for?
Oh, I wasn't white.
Straight away. I was still raised by FUBU.
The only reason why I know this is because I knew a lot of douchebags that were warm around here. Tommy.
Tommy.
Judge None, Choose One. So stupid.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, it was.
Judge None, Choose One.
I had a pair too, and that's because I used to rollerblade like crazy back in the day.
All right, let's go with You Nasty for 300.
You can get to your points here.
Oh, yeah.
You Nasty, 300. This sex act in which one participant is ejaculated upon by two or more ejaculators.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Jacob. Jacob.
This motherfucker jumped all over. Just give him the point.
I didn't think of that.
Jacob.
What is a facial?
Incorrect. Dario. Tell me.
Oh. Dario.
What is a bukkake?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. I've heard that one before.
A bukkake.
I thought you had it with how fast you jumped on that shit.
That was one of the first ones that he answered. Yeah, I was excited.
Willing to get the points, too. Let's go with Toys That Made Us for 400.
Toys That Made Us for 400. This toy-like featured a creature which could be inverted into its own back pouch, resembling a brightly colored ball.
Fuck.
Shit.
Fuck.
That was confusing. Do I know this one?
Yeah, man. Oh, fuck. I. Oh, man. I know what it is. I don't know the name. I remember watching the commercials on this shit.
Damn it.
Fuck. I don't know it.
Nobody?
No.
I can't remember.
What are Popples?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember this shit. Damn.
Wow.
Let's do Toys That Made Us for 5.
Toys That Made Us 500. According to the commercials, what do you do with a bop it?
Jacob. Twist it, pull it, shake it, say it, bop it.
You know what? I don't even care because.
No, I think he's right.
Twist it, pull it, love it.
Love it.
Whatever.
Love it. Yeah, I don't know about love it. Twist it, pull it.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, give it to him because that's an unfair question since bop it.
You gave it to me.
Enhanced.
You gave it to me by accident.
Love it? Love it? Was that part of the original?
Probably.
500, yeah, so I'm probably. Not 23.
But it changed so much that the phrases have changed. So, like, I don't even remember the original one.
Down one?
One more.
23.
Yeah, yeah.
So now Jacob is at negative 100.
Negative one.
Now it needs to say tug it.
Yeah, I thought it was tug it or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, Jacob.
Oh, I want to get it out of the way. You nasty 600.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. He wants to see what it is.
Yeah.
You nasty. You nasty for 600.
Nasty Craig.
Describe the act of felching.
Wait.
This shit makes me feel prude as fuck.
I don't know why.
I guess someone thought someone on this show would know.
I guess I'm nasty, Tommy.
Tommy.
So that would be sucking the semen out of the vagina or the butthole.
Wait, what?
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know why I know this.
When one sucks their own semen out of another.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you know what? Game over, son. All
right. You're not everybody.
What so just, the again, fuck?
Just again, so everybody knows, when one sucks their own semen, their See, own semen out of another's anus.
So much.
He read it.
That's called
ew. Felching.
You better believe that I will remember this forever.
I guess I'm nasty. Oh,
yeah, shit. You is. 2900 nasty.
All right. Oh, I got the board. Let's go with Toys That Made Us for 600.
Closing out Toys That Made Us for 600. What was the full wave in the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles toy line?
Dario? You mean like all the figures in it?
Yes. are you?
The four turtles: Leo, Mikey, Donnie, Raphael, Shredder, Foot Soldier, Krang. And I want to say Bebop and Rocksteady, but yeah.
So close.
Can I?
Oh, and Splinter. Fucking shit.
You guys want to give it to him?
Yeah.
I probably won't be doing it. Would be better than that.
Of course, the four turtles: Splinter, April O'Neil, Foot Soldier.
I think you just missed April.
Yeah, you missed April.
That's it. But the still.
Okay. Y'all want to give it to them?
Yeah.
Right. We're being nice.
Thank you.
Considering I don't know what a hockey is, I mean,
I thought you would know that one. Or you know about them.
Let's so that means I'm the biggest whore here.
Yeah, you are. You definitely, you and Jacob.
Jacob.
Let's go with sloppy screen synopsis for 100.
Sloppy screen synopsis for 100. A man has a midlife crisis, placing his family in incredible danger.
Fuck.
Told you, damn rich, making y'all think.
Life crisis.
I know this.
In danger.
What's the topic again?
Dario. Oh, holy shit. Click? It's the Adam Sandler movie?
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
These are tough. This is a tough category. They're movie synopsis,
Rachel. Who is the Santa Claus?
That is also incorrect.
I mean, to be fair, there's quite a few movies like that.
Right?
I agree.
Yeah, I don't know.
They gave you a hint.
Oh, this hint.
It's the Incredible. The Incredibles. I was wondering why that shit was capitalized.
Yeah, I knew that.
Shit. Fuck.
That's a good one.
Let's go with
Sloppy Screens for 200.
Sloppy Screen Synopsis 200. One depressed office worker joins a cult and helps to destabilize the government.
Oh, shit.
What the hell is this one?
I'm gonna... Wait, well, how much is this one for?
Two.
Two. Tommy.
Tommy.
Why does it seem like it's all Disney films? But I'm gonna say V for Vendetta.
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
One depressed office worker.
One person.
Dario, what is the Matrix?
Ooh, yeah.
What is the Matrix?
God damn it. Nice.
He organized the government? I don't know about that one.
Those are tough.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it. Let's go for SSS for 5.
All right, SSS for 500. An angelic godmother tries to teach young woman it is what's on the inside that counts while changing her outsides.
Dario. What is Cinderella?
The answer, Cinderella.
Why did that sound so gruesome, though? Damn.
Three.
Sound like a horror film.
Let's end SSS with 6.
All right. Closing out sloppy screen synopsis. 600. Un- unsuspecting boy, desperate to get back home, is seduced by lonely elderly man with promise of travel, falling victim to terrorism, relationship manipulation, and teenage incest.
Jacob.
Daniel.
Jacob.
What is Star Wars?
That's incorrect.
Darius. What?
Dario.
What is Back to the Future?
And the answer? Back to the Future.
Not even going to lie, that's the first thing that crossed my mind. But then said traveling, I'm like, oh, Star Wars.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a little bit of incest in Star Wars, too. So
yeah.
Damn it. We're losing now. I just lost all these points. Let's go to horror films for 300.
Horror films for 300. She went from Lady of the Night to a real pretty lady in this 90s rom-com.
Rachel.
Rachel.
With Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is Pretty Woman. Yeah. Nice.
That's a horror film?
Yeah, she's a whore.
Literally. Literally. And my man spent money on her.
All right, final five questions. We'll do a quick recap. Let's see. Tommy in the lead with 2,700. Followed by Dario with 2,600. Rachel, 600 points. And Jacob, minus 700. You still have a chance there, Jacob. A little one. All right, Rachel. Your choice.
Horror films, 400.
Horror films, 400. In what film was an underage prostitute saved by a lonely cabbie in this Martin Scorsese film?
Jacob.
Dario.
Jacob.
What is Taxi Driver?
What is Taxi nice. Driver?
That was a good one.
All right.
Oh, shit. Don't call it a comeback.
He's up to minus 300 now. All right, Jacob.
Let's do Horror Films 500.
Horror Films 500. What Academy Award winning film features a Texas dishwasher chasing his dream of male prostitution in New York City?
Ah, fuck.
His dream of male prostitution? Damn.
I'll tell you right now, I've never seen this movie.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Shit, it's with Patrick Sweeney. Small Steps.
That is incorrect.
Oh, shit. Okay. Uh-oh, Dario in the lead.
Damn it.
Anybody?
Nah, I'm thinking of something, but it has nothing to do with male prostitution.
And the answer is... Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah, yeah, definitely don't know what the fuck that is.
Never would have known.
Isn't that Dragoff?
I have no idea.
Let's close out Horror Films for 600.
Horror Films. Closing it out for 600. What Quentin Tarantino film features a comic book nerd Clarence and Alabama, a call girl on the run from the mob and into the arms of true love?
Rachel.
Rachel.
What is True Romance?
Is it right? True Romance.
Nice. Dang. Good shit.
Very fucking good movie.
She knows her horror films.
No, I know my Quentin Tarantino.
Two questions left. Guess what category?
All right. You Nasty for 400.
You Nasty for 400. This sex act is when a man pulls out and spits on their partner's back, fooling them into thinking he has ejaculated.
Holy shit.
That's a woman.
Yeah. The fuck?
What the fuck? Yo,
I need to talk to Adrian
after this. Let me get a hold of that motherfucker. What the fuck?
I think y'all's next episode, you're going to talk about these questions.
He better not. You guys, I'm telling you real for real, on real talk, like all off subject. Don't you ever fucking do that to a woman.
I was hoping
so. I don't have to do that. I always finish first.
My Lord. Get the... I will punch you. I swear.
Nobody guesses?
Tommy.
Oh my God.
Tommy, tell us what you ain't never done to a woman. Tell us.
I was hoping somebody else would answer this. It's a Houdini.
What?
The Houdini.
Yo, you deserve to win, son. You deserve it.
Shit like that, I will punch you. Wake the fuck up. What
the fuck?
Yo.
Oh, all right, we are down to the final question. Let's see if Tommy knows this one.
Oh my God.
Closing out the whole board, you nasty for 500. Men's Fitness revealed you will have to have a penile length of at least this many inches to fit in a Trojan Magnum condom.
What my question is, what are condoms?
Rachel.
10.
That is incorrect.
At least?
Oh, the minimum?
Yes.
I have so many in my drawer.
Hey, fuck it, I'm risking it because I don't want no ties or nothing. Dario.
Dario.
8 inches.
Is he right?
Did you get
holy inches. Shit. Now, my question still stands. What is a condom?
That's not funny.
Right. As we close out the board, we have Dario in the lead with 3,100 points. Tommy with 2,600. Rachel has 700 and Jacob with minus 300. All right. So we still have Final Jeopardy.
Oh.
We have one final question. All right. The way this is going to work, I'm going to show you the category and then you guys can DM me individually how many of your points you want to wager, and then I'll show you the question, and then you'll DM me your guys' answer. That way nobody can take your answer. Okay. And same rules apply. If you get it right, you win that amount of points. If you get the question wrong, you lose that amount of points.
So I got a question real quick.
Yeah.
Well, what points am I betting on? I have negative 300.
You are playing for fun, sir.
Okay.
Oh, I DM'd you on Facebook. Does that matter?
Yeah. Okay. So everybody know their points, Rachel?
Do I?
How is she gonna? You have to hit him up on the DM. I mean, on the messenger, separate message.
Is Joseph.
Joseph, yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, so you're going to have to send him a separate message on your own with your answer and how many points you want to wager.
But I'm going to show you guys the category first. Y'all ready for the category?
Yes.
Let's go.
For Final Jeopardy category is... Pixar.
Oh, shit.
Someone was talking about Pixar earlier.
How? Oh, here we
go. I got Tommy's.
What was the question?
Right now, we're just based on the category. How much are you gonna wage?
This guy. Oh, I thought that was after the question was asked. Okay.
What's up, Dari? You know exactly what it meant.
Nah. You see the category, you make a wager, you see the question, and then message me your answer.
All right. How many points did I have?
You had 31.
Okay.
3,100.
You know it's good when it's on some man bucket.
I signed mine.
All right. I think everybody's in. Got Rachel's. I got Jacob's bet. and Dario. Okay. Y'all ready for the question?
Yeah.
The final Jeopardy question is... Name the Pixar short about a toy restorer playing a game in the park that was released alongside A Bug's Life.
Oh, shit.
The fuck?
We messaged you the answer, right?
I know. Yeah. In my head. Yes.
Just the answer.
Wow. That's gonna piss me off, actually.
Yeah, someone was talking a big Pixar game earlier.
I only got one answer in my head, and I don't need. We need a name?
Yeah, the name of the short.
I don't know.
Dude, I'm taking like a shot in the fucking dark because it's kind of pissed me off. Like, as soon as we're done with this, I'm Googling it because it's going to make me mad.
All right, I got Tommy.
And I just fucking saw it, dude. Me and my kids were having a fucking short film thing on Disney Plus. Oh, this is going to make me so mad.
I don't know.
Put something.
I sent you.
I sent something for the sake but I know that's not right.
Whew, all right. Let's go with. Or you gonna answer, Jacob, or you don't have an answer?
No, I don't have an answer.
Well, Jacob don't have an answer, so he's minus 300 anyways.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go with Rachel. Rachel bid 700 points out of her 700. And her answer was, who is the creator? That is incorrect.
I know.
Rachel goes down to 0 points. Wah, wah, wah. Let's see. Let's go with Dario. Dario bid, or let's say Dario answered the repairman from Toy Story. That is the character, but we're looking for the name of the short he's in.
Yeah.
So that is incorrect. Dario bid.
Hi, Dario.
Dario bid 500 points. So he loses 500, bringing him up to 2,600 points. Dun, dun, dun. And finally, Tommy. Tommy bid 2,600 points. And his
balls
answer.
To the wall, baby.
His answer, the cleaner, which is also incorrect.
Shit.
Damn.
So mad.
What the fuck is the answer, bro?
He went balls deep and came up with the goose egg. So the answer to the name of the short, Jerry's Game.
Damn it.
What the fuck?
That doesn't sound familiar at all.
That was one of the very first shorts they did. It's the same dude as
I remember everything that happened in that cartoon because it's him playing both sides. Like, I just saw it. I would have never guessed Jerry's game. That made no impression on me whatsoever.
Yeah, you said Bug's Life, right? I had the cassette, bro, DVD or whatever it was at the time. I didn't even go to the movies to watch this, so I don't know. I would have never guessed this shit. And I would have been late to the movie if I did go to the movie theaters.
Dario, cry me a river.
So, the winner of the co-host round is Dario, representing the Toy Migos.
Whatever, I'm still the nastiest here, so.
Yeah, you definitely are.
Tommy, no doubt about it.
You Jacob did win right that just round.
Jumping on that question like the goddamn rabbit.
Tommy's the whore of this round.
Yeah,
All
right, so that means Dario will be moving on to the championship round, where he will compete against Adam the Urban Spidey, Scott Solo, Keenan, who won the last one, Thick Nick,
yeah,
and Nate from the Boys with Their Toys. So it should be a fun one.
That's my destiny.
I think so, man.
All right. Hopefully that was fun. Sorry, Jacob. Maybe these questions were too hard for you.
Nah, it's okay. No excuses. I lost. Oh, well.
You get him next time.
You know what a bukkake was either, baby. Nobody's counting that against you.
I thought he had that one, too. Jacob.
Dude.
He knows it.
Yeah, man. That was funny.
My hair look okay because I'm going back to the bar.
Oh, yeah.
You want to sign up before we go? So, like...
All right. Rachel, how can people keep in touch with Miss Sun City?
Well, you can definitely hear our podcast at the start and on the... And then on Facebook and Instagram, you can find me at Sex in the Sun City. I look forward to hearing from you guys.
All right. Jacob, how can the people get a hold of you?
You can DM me on Instagram at Jopool and subscribe to my YouTube channel also at Jopool. Yeah. And listen to the podcasting League of Super Acquaintances.
With Adam the Urban Spidey.
And Jaime, our reoccurring guest.
All right. Tommy, where can we find you at?
You can find me in the RU and Podcasting Bullshit group on Facebook. You could catch me doing the podcast with Lucky El Sinestro Rich, the upcoming podcast on Popular Opinions. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook, Star Wars Savage, although I might change it to Star Wars Old Dirty Bastard.
All right. And Dario, how can people catch up with the 80s baby?
You can find me on everything Toy Migos, toymigos.com, Instagram and Facebook, on the Raw Live Unedited Instagram page and Facebook page. And yeah, pretty much that's it.
All right. Thank you, everybody. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Get the fuck back up! What? Oh, that's disgusting!
Because there ain't shit in El Paso. Just
get the fuck out of here! You don't even know.
They got Chico's Tacos, and that's it.
Chico's Tacos? Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
You know what? I have 2 taco places that shit all over Chico's. I have not been back to Chico's in at least 4 I'm the wrong person to ask. I'm not gonna like ask you to take my opinion to heart because I'm super biased against tequila.
That's my drink.
Probably the closest thing to any other liquor that I might drink.
Tequila.
You know what I don't understand about tequila? Why do people destroy the flavor with the lime and salt? I do not understand that.
I don't understand drinking it chilled.
Eat an orange.
I drink it straight up.
Yeah, straight up is so good. Like I don't drink Patron. I tried it, but we went to where the fuck did I go? I went on vacation somewhere. I can't remember where it was. It might have been Hawaii the first. Yeah, when I went to Hawaii, Avion was the thing, right? Yeah. A lot of people were drinking Avion, and I have loved it. I was like, oh shit, I remember this from Entourage. So I drank Avion Reposado and nice and chilled, and dude, that was so good. And I was like, what is it? And I'm like, they're like tequila. I was like, holy fuck, this shit is so good. I just had like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 cups of that shit. And my girl's like, you got to drink it with the salt and the lime. I'm like, for what? I'm like, yo, you kill the flavor of that shit. I don't understand it. It's like, I don't like when people do that shit. They take shots and they're like chasing it with the salt and the lemon or lime, whatever the fuck it's called. And I'm like,
nah, son.
Yeah, y'all killing this shit.
And then I kept telling him, like, oh, my God, this is my last one. I got to go. Oh, my God, this is my last one. I got to go. And I think I had, like, 4 more shots after that.
All right. We're going to see someone get pulled over.
Stop it.
You can't ask the police officer the Jeopardy questions to help you either. Just let you know.
You know what? The best thing about living in a small town is, like, I know your brother, right? Your brother went to high school with me. Damn it!
Damn, so that's how you do it in Texas on a Thursday.
Yeah, we have whack remixes. Them Spanglish shits go real hard. Rhythm of the Night, that night's like fuego. Get the fuck out of here. What kind of shit is that?
Are you sure to double your screen? Oh, wait, never mind. I'm just drunk as shit. Fuck.
Fucking Pixar movie puzzle, and it's fucking dope. Oh my God, I forgot I had my pants unzipped.
I forgot to wear pants.
Oh, I don't even have my keys. Hold on.
She's disqualified, right?
Bye, guys. I'll see you.
Damn, someone just busted their ass.
Fuck my life. Oh, I sure the fuck did forget. Damn it.
I was about to say, I don't think you forgot your phone. You aren't. I drink this drink at this bar I go to. It's called Henny Thing. And it's Hennessy. It has like a orange peel in it. And it comes in a martini glass with sugar on the rim. People be talking shit when they don't know what I'm drinking. And I'm like, yo, y'all want to try it? And then they try it, and next thing you know, they all get in that martini glass. Like, yeah, fuck out of here.
I'm fine. Don't tell me what to do. Usually, I at one point was like so proud of myself because during quarantine, I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna like collect some bottles. And then I collected like 3 bottles, and I thought I was so super cool, and I just drank them all. That just defeated the whole purpose. I'm ready!
Oh, shit.
Whoa. All right.